Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. Tis the season to buy online using Amazon.com. I've already saved and bought everything for my kids and wife through Amazon.com. Go to OTRWesterns.com/Amazon to check it out. And if you're in need of any holiday decorations, go to OTRWesterns.com/Xmas. Now, before we get into today's episode, I've got great news. I actually found out over the weekend that, well, this podcast is actually nominated for a podcast award. Go to otrwesterns.com/award every day between now and the 15th, December 15th, and vote in the category of culture and arts. Last time was a write-in campaign. This is actually a true nomination, so I've been nominated. It would be great to win. So again, go to otrwesterns.com/awards. We're about the third box down on the right-hand side, and then just select us, and you do have to put your name and email address in, but those actually allow them to know that you're legit. That way you can't spoof it and do all that kind of trickery that are out there. So again, thanks for nominating me, and hopefully I win. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 18th, 1953. And the title is Mad Woman of Desolation House. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, and our exciting story, The Mad Woman of Desolation House. The people of the frontier town of Forty Oaks paid little attention to Sonta, the Indian woman. They knew she was of great size and incredible strength, as they knew she lived alone in huge, windswept, deserted Desolation House, where years ago she worked as servant. But they did not know that of late years her brooding mind had turned, nor that behind her passive expression looked a deadly ferocity born of all things out of a great devotion. As our story opens, Sonta is hurrying through a long corridor carrying a tray. She stops at the door.
Is Sonta happy? Little flower home. Little flower stay home. Never go away again. Sonta bring supper, little flower. Bring food, little flower, like this. Sonta take cloth away from mouth. Untie hands. Sonta wait on little flower.
Sonta, let me go. Please let me go.
Now, little flower, eat.
Why do you keep calling me little flower? I'm not Little Flower. I don't know what you're talking about. What did you bring me to this terrible place?
Many summer ago, Sonta worked for Little Flower. When husband close big house, take Little Flower to east. Little Flower say, someday come back. Sonta wait. Then Sonta see Little Flower on street. When night fall, Sonta bring Little Flower home.
Please, I don't know anything about it. I came to Forty Oaks to visit friends. You've got the wrong person, Sonta.
No. You look like my Little Flower.
No.
Same face so high. You, Little Flower, been home 3 days. Soon, Little Flower, remember.
No.
Eat.
I can't eat. I'm not hungry.
Santa feed. Need food. Santa, wait on little flower. All rest of life.
No.
Santa feed. Open mouth.
No, no.
Eat.
I can't stay in this place. I can't.
And you say the senorita was visiting the senora, Sheriff?
That's right, Cisco. Phyllis Morris is the daughter of my wife's closest friend back east. 3 days ago, she went out for a walk just before dark, and we haven't seen her since.
Where did she go for her walk, Sheriff?
Well, my wife said Phyllis started down toward the end of the street. The street ends right at the mouth of the canyon, as you know.
Not any tracks, Sheriff?
Not a thing, Pancho.
Oh.
But if we can get our hands on them two escaped killers, Cisco, I figure we can find Phyllis.
You think they took the senorita, huh?
I think he did. Jake Madden and Two Horse Whalen.
See, I know of them both. They're bad hombres, Sheriff.
Yeah, them two would have a motive for taking a woman with them. If a posse caught up with them, they could threaten to kill her unless the posse let them go.
You told me, Sheriff, that when the senorita first arrived a week ago, an Indian woman watched her closely for some moments.
Yeah, that was at the store. But Santa's harmless. Besides, there'd be no point in her taking Phyllis.
How long has that old house been boarded up?
Oh, maybe 20 years.
And she has been living there ever since, all alone?
As far as I know, Cisco. She worked for the Carters for years before they closed the house and left. Guess she just got in the habit of living there and stayed on.
Yes, thunder, Cisco. Storm come.
Si, Pancho. Has that house been offered for sale?
Yeah, but nobody wanted it. Word got around it was haunted.
Haunted, guy?
That's a lot of foolishness. But you know how people are about such things. But let's forget about Sonton Desolation House and figure on how we can run down them outlaws.
Sheriff, you sent for Pancho and me to help you find those bandidos. But your story about that Indian woman interests me very much. Tonight, if you do not mind, Pancho and I will go have a look at Desolation House.
That's mighty sharp lightning, Whalen. We're in for a good one.
That's why we're heading for the old house, Jake. There's no other place we can get in under cover, and I ain't aiming to get wet.
Oh, look at that lightning. And say, Whalen, I saw somebody standing in one of them upstairs windows. A woman.
Nobody in that house. It's falling to pieces.
Just the same, I tell you.
Stop your yapping. There we are. Now, come on.
I wish we had a light.
I got some matches. Maybe there'll be an old candle stub lying around.
That looks like a candle stub over in that fireplace mantel. Oh, sure is. We're in luck.
Quite an old place at that. Come on, Jake. Let's take a look around upstairs.
Keep your guns ready, Whalen.
What for? The shadows?
I saw somebody in that window.
Have you ever got up nerve enough to shoot down our bank guards more than I know? Now, let's look in this room here. I guess this must have been what they call the library, huh, Jake? Got a nice panel and... Come on over here, look at it. Big room, too. Plenty big. Look over there, Jake.
Yeah. Hey, what's that noise? Hey, look out, Whalen!
What happened to the light?
Light a match, quick! Something knocked that candle right out of my hand, Whalen. Hurry up with that match.
I'm hurrying.
Look, there's the candle stub on the floor 10 feet away.
Well, maybe a bat knocked it out of your hand. Here, light it up again.
Oh, no, it wasn't any bat. Hit my hand hard.
I'll get another match.
Yeah. Oh, great snakes. Whalen, Whalen, look. Look up toward the ceiling.
It's a skull. A death's head.
Yeah, but it's moving along the ceiling. The thing's grinning at us.
Shoot at it. Shoot quick.
It's still moving.
Again, Jack.
What's that?
Not kill what is already dead.
Oh, no, I got enough, Whalen. I'm getting out of here.
Me too.
You'll be dead too. Soon.
I'll take the rain any time to this.
Jake, wait. There's a couple of hombres coming this way. I just saw them in that flash of lightning.
Let him come. I'm leaving.
We can't leave. We got horses. If it's a sheriff, he'd ride us down in no time. Come on. Back up the stairs.
No. No, nothing doing, Waylon.
Back up the stairs, I said. Ghosts or no ghosts, I ain't going back to the pen to hang.
Pancho, I see the stable, Cisco. What do we do with that horses?
The porch is wide, Pancho. We'll take them up there out of the rain. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, loco. Madre mía, this rain.
We will lead them up on the porch, Pancho. Uh-huh. Carefully. Might be rotten boards they would break through.
Cisco.
Here, you take the horses. I will walk ahead and test the boards.
Pancho, take. Diablo, loco. The boards all right, Cisco?
So far they are, Pancho. Let's see. Bring them up.
That one closed.
Hey, let's go in the house, Pancho.
Pancho, not know why we go in the house on a night like this, Cisco. Pancho, not see his face in front of his hands.
I brought some candles, amigo.
Huh?
If that Indian woman, Sonta, brought the senorita here, she would not be too watchful on a night like this. Come on.
More lightning. Door hang on the hinges, Cisco.
See. Well, come on. Let's go in.
Uh-huh.
I will light one of these candles.
Santo! Down, Pancho. Down behind the staircase. Are you all right, Pancho?
Si, Cisco. But the Indian woman too watchful for Pancho.
Those shots came from the head of the stairs, amigo.
We not go up the stairs, Cisco.
Not up these stairs, no.
Uh-huh.
We will look for the back stairs.
Uh-huh.
There's a room to the right of us, amigo. I saw it as we came in. We will go in there.
Si, Cisco.
There. Now stand here until the next flash of lightning gives us our bearings. Mother mia, I...
Pancho, see you too, Cisco. Big ghost. Stand there and look at us. Other end of the room.
There was the Indian woman, Pancho.
The Indian woman?
Draw your guns and guard this door. I will strike another match. I want to talk to her.
Santa, keep little flower. Santa, kill men.
What that? Cisco, the hair of Pancho's head stand up straight.
Wait till I strike another match, Pancho. Be on your guard.
See?
We will grab the woman, Pancho, and...
Cisco, woman not there.
But how could she get out of this room? There is no other door but this one.
Go, Cisco. Adios, Cisco.
No, no. Pancho, come back here.
But Cisco...
Come back here, I tell you.
Go, Cisco.
We are going to get to the bottom of all this business.
Hombre, ghost upstairs talk. Woman goes to this room, walk through the wall. Pancho, not like Cisco.
Pancho, I'm going to light this candle. And put it here on the mantle so you will have some light.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to look for the back stairs in this house.
Pancho, go with you,
sir. I want you to stay here, amigo, and guard that front door. If anyone tries to come in or go out, stop them.
Pancho try, but Pancho don't know how to stop ghosts.
There are no ghosts.
Cisco, tell that to the ghosts.
Now you do as I tell you, Pancho. I will not be long.
Pancho not want to be alone here. Poor Pancho.
What?
Pancho, see an arm come out of the wall and the hand put out the candle. Pancho, not can see now.
Now, Santa, take men.
What'd you say?
Santa, keep little flower. Santa, kill men.
No, not come near Pancho. Away from Pancho. Aye, the lightning. Big woman, look at Pancho.
Men come with sunblast.
No, let go of Pancho. Santa,
come with
sunblast. Madre mia, a woman stronger than Cisco. Cisco, come help Pancho. Quick, come help Pancho.
Take men through walls.
Cisco! Cisco!
Pancho! Candle's going out. The room is dark. Now I can see. Pancho! 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 Padre mio, where are you?
And Sonta, the mad woman of Desolation House, will come back next for Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, The Mad Woman of Desolation House. When Cisco left Pancho in a front room of the old deserted mansion to guard the front door while Cisco went to look for the back stairs, Sonta, the gigantic insane Indian woman, came into the room through a wall panel, overpowered Pancho, and carried him into the wall passageway. Now, as Cisco arrives in the room...
Pancho could not just disappear into thin air. There are no windows in the room that are not boarded up. I see no sign of a trapdoor on the floor, so there must be some entrance into this wall. Wait, someone's creeping down the stairs.
This is close enough to the door, Waylon. Let's make a run for it.
All right.
Not so fast, hombres. I want to have a look at both of you. And I did get a look at you in the flash of the lightning.
Cut him down, Jake!
How in blazes can I gun down, but I can't see?
Jake Madden and Two-Horse Waylon. The sheriff wants you two, hombres. And you might also know something about these goings-on here tonight.
No! Oh, he's got me by the neck, Waylon! Gun whip him!
Sure will! Oh! Hey! What's going on in there? Cisco! Cisco!
It's the sheriff, Jake!
I'll get him!
No! The posse may be with him outside. Come on. We gotta hide in this house.
Cisco! You in there?
Si, Sheriff.
You're hurt.
No, not badly. One of those hombres hit me with his gun. I'm all right. Glad you brought that lantern with you. In this house tonight, candles go out quickly. Too quickly.
Well, I figured I better come over here after all. Who are those two hombres you mentioned?
Jake Madden and Waylon, Sheriff.
No. In this house? Well, where'd they go?
I do not know. But Pancho disappeared from this room only a few moments ago. Help me find a panel that opens into the wall. You told me that Indian woman was harmless, Sheriff.
Yeah?
From what I have seen and heard here tonight, she is more deadly than all the rattlesnakes in this county.
Don't leave one man. Get other men. Santa put man on floor here.
Oh, who? Is he dead?
Man not dead. He go sleep. Santa hit man on neck with edge of hand. Santa tie man now with rope.
Who is he, Santa? What was all that shooting?
Men come. Take little flower from Santa. Santa bring all men here. Santa kill men.
No.
Santa kill men so they not take little flower.
No.
Little flower not cry out or Santa kill little flower. Now Santa go back in passageway. Many passageway. Many panel. Little flower husband Bill house this way to hide. Gold.
Santa, listen to me. I'm not Little Flower. I haven't any husband. Maybe I look like her, but I'm not Little Flower. Please let me go.
Well, Little Flower, remember soon. Now, Santa, go.
Sheriff, pull up your lantern to this panel.
Yeah.
Might be right at this point that...
Shh. Hmm? What's the matter, Cisco?
Someone is coming along inside the passageway, Sheriff.
Put out your lantern.
But look,
put out your lantern quickly.
And now we can't see a blasted thing.
Shh, not so loud.
We can in a moment. The storm is passing and the moon is coming out. Someone is coming out into the room, Sheriff.
Back here quickly, behind the fireplace wall. Now, do not make a sound.
Look for other man.
That's her, Cisco.
Other man not here. So find other man. Kill.
She's gone into another part of the house.
Come, Sheriff.
This is the panel right here.
There must be a spring on this side that would open it.
The panel's open, Cisco.
Get inside, Sheriff. I will follow you.
All right. Now I'll close this panel.
And you can light that lantern again if you will. Here, I'll strike the match. There you are, Sheriff. This passageway has a set of stairs that leads up to the next floor. Come, we will go up.
Easy.
Wait. What is this?
Another panel hinge.
See, and murder me. Look above you, Sheriff.
Great Scott. Is that a skull?
See, arranged on a wire that goes out to somewhere through that hole. Mm-hmm. Cover your lantern for a moment, Sheriff.
All right.
See, phosphorus on the skull. Evidently, that skull is meant to frighten people who come into this house. Keep that lantern covered for just a moment more. I'm going to open this panel. It may open into a room.
Sheriff, look.
There are your two convicts in that room. You can just make them out in the light that comes in through a crack in that boarded window.
Might as well take them right now, Cisco.
Santo, the Indian woman is coming into the room behind them with a knife. Uncover the lantern, Sheriff. Look out, you hombres!
Santa, kill now!
Yes, look out!
Mother me if I can shoot that knife out of her hand! Into the room, Sheriff. Take these hombres, Sheriff. I'll try to stop Santa.
Get him up, you hombres. Get him.
She's nowhere to be seen. This old house must be full of panels and passageways.
Santa kill little flower. Santa kill little flower.
See, she is back in the passageway. Little flower. She means the senorita.
I'll be with you, Cisco, as soon as I get these hombres handcuffed.
I cannot wait for you, Sheriff. I must search the whole passageway in a hurry.
Man not take little flower. Man, not take Santa.
Santa, wait. Do not open that door.
Santa, open door. Santa, go to little flower.
Santa, I want to talk to you. I am your friend.
Not Santa's friend.
Santa.
Cisco, Pancho hit you. She locked the door. She got a knife.
Santa, no, please.
Cisco.
Pancho, keep calm. Do not make matters worse. You too, senorita.
But she's got a knife.
Santa. Listen to my words of wisdom. I will speak in the language of your tribe. Arinawe, Santa, Etan.
Who speak in language of Santa tribe?
It is your ancestors who speak through me, Santa. They tell me to tell you that the land of the Great Spirit is green and fertile and rich in the meat of the buffalo. Will you listen more, Santa?
Santa kill.
Yet listen, Santa. They say that those who kill will not come to that fertile land one day. They will dwell in the land that is rocky and barren with starvation and misery.
I got him, Cisco, and I'm going
to... Sheriff, get up.
Santo, hear men with you. Santo, not believe you.
Mother of me, if you had not spoken, Sheriff, draw your gun. I will draw mine. Santa, I would speak more. Aim at the door lock, Sheriff. When I give the word, we will both fire.
All right.
Will you listen yet again, Santa?
Santa, not listen. To tongue of falsehood.
Cisco, not wait longer.
Santa, I haven't done anything to you.
Now, Sheriff.
Oh, get that knife away from my throat.
Put down that knife. Grab her, Sheriff.
Yeah, I got her, Cisco.
Santa, stop. It would do you no good to try to kill us. You will only get yourself hurt.
I sure hate to hit her, Cisco, but she's strong as an ox.
There is no need to hit her. Santa, we are not going to harm you. Do you understand? We are not going to harm you. Now drop that knife.
Santa, not try kill now. Santa only want serve little flower.
Cisco, the senorita faint.
I do not blame the senorita. Sheriff, have you another set of handcuffs with you?
Yeah, I have, Cisco. Put your hands behind your back, Santa.
You have a sickness of the mind, Santa. We are going to take you to a doctor, but you will not be harmed.
Santa not care now.
Now, I'll untie Phyllis. Oh, the poor kid. Just about scared to death.
I will untie Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, not mind saying. Pancho just about scared to death, too. Local man bad enough, but crazy woman.
Yeah, there you are, amigo. Now, you can stand up.
Gracias, Cisco, gracias. Pancho knew Cisco fine, Pancho. Pancho, stand up.
Here, I'll help you, Chico.
Oh, Pancho feel dizzy in the head, Cisco, but Pancho not faint. Oh, no, Pancho not faint. Not faint, not even.
Fine. George Pancho fainted, Cisco.
I guess the happenings of this night were just about too much for Pancho. It was not a very pleasant introduction to the West for you, senorita.
Oh, it's all right now, Cisco. What happened last week seems just like a nightmare.
But it is in the past now.
Yes, I know. And I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am to you.
Please do not try. Pancho and I were glad to be of any service we could.
Someone would like to show her thanks, Cisco.
Gracias. That is very pleasant to hear, senorita.
And that someone is Phyllis Morris, Cisco.
Oh, gracias. That is even more pleasant.
And to show her thanks, she's going to...
See?
Stand on her tiptoe.
See?
And close her eyes.
Well...
And then...
Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sometime soon, we ride south to see Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio, no?
Si, we can do that, amigo.
Bueno.
I would like to see Porfirio again. I wonder if he is telling any more of those tall stories these days.
Oh, Porfirio not telling tall stories, Cisco.
I do not know what else you would call them, Pancho.
Porfirio always tell the truth now.
Well, that is good. What is Porfirio doing?
He got the melon rancho, Cisco.
A melon rancho?
Si.
Oh, that sounds like a good business. Does he grow good melons?
Porfirio tell Pancho the soil too good to grow good melons.
The soil is too good to grow good melons.
That's what Porfirio say.
Oh, I do not understand how that could be, Pancho.
Porfirio say the vines grow too fast in that soil.
Well, then he should have wonderful melons.
No, Cisco. Porfirio say the vines grow so fast in that soil...
See?
...that vines wear out the melons dragging them around.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.